Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border with the big rigs, and, of course, our great bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, taking the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices to be delivered to your mailbox. And then we've got the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and the diesel. Thanks a lot to Tom and his crew out there. Now, also, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social. All the handles are the same, at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, the website again, founderscode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have our compadre and pal up in Denver on the line, Aaron. So good morning to you, Aaron.
Hey, Cap, Denise. Of course, broken down, dark side, dumb junkie of a so-called president. Still wants to blame Putin for the gas shortages. And last time I checked, I think Woodrow Wilson said it best. Was it Woodrow Wilson or was the other guy? But anyway, I forgot the name of the president, but he said the buck stops here.
That was Harry Truman.
No, was it?
Yeah, the buck stops here. Mm-hmm.
The buck stops here. Yeah, but anyway, the buck stops with Joe Biden. It's all his fault. This thing about the domestic terrorists or, you know, just the biggest threat to America, that's just a stunt to avoid all the problems that he has created. Mm-hmm. Normally when you vote for somebody, whether it's local or state or national, you vote for someone that will solve problems, not become the problem. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this broken down, senile, dumb donkey of a so-called president is the problem. And the thing is, though, about the elections, I was glad that Jim Rice from South Carolina, a member, a rhino, mm-hmm. that voted to impeach Trump, which is just doing the bidding of the dark side, broken down dumb donkeys out there. He got kicked to the curb, and now he needs to get a job with us deplorables out here, the working stiffs. And so Trump won that one. And now just got to get the other there's one more Republican, a rhino, I think from California, that voted to impeach Trump, and his results still haven't come up. So hopefully they'll get that rhino, and he has to work in the private sector too. But anyway, Denise, love to hear your comments on this election of this election. Have a good night, Cap. Have a good night, Denise.
Thank you very much, Sharon. You take care up
there.
Thank you. Yep, and she was fired up.
I'm glad for it. I hope she's a force multiplier out there.
Yep. You bet. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. What do you think about what we saw yesterday?
There are very good clues that we're beginning to see here. That race out in, Nevada between Laxalt and,
yes.
and
yes.
Brown?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest fan of Laxalt, but okay. We have to take what we can get. There are variations of Republicans / conservatives. Some are Republicans, some are real Republicans, and some are conservatives. And I think that, there was a time when we had the Tea Party, and the Tea Party worked very hard to look at all the bona fides and the credentials of these candidates and did a lot of work for us to say who it should be and who it shouldn't be. But we don't have that this time. It's up to us. And, hat tip for Aaron to be paying attention to races around the country. I wish more people would do that because it does make a difference. I think that we do have some indications of what is to come in the general election. And the Republicans do take back power. I really do hope that they are quite ready, that there is a real confab that happens that says this is what we're going to do. And that includes undoing damage.
Right.
By this administration. And that's going to take a while. So I want to keep everybody's expectations. I want to keep them real, and it's important because whatever happens necessarily has to be veto-proof. Because remember, Biden can veto things.
Yep.
So that's very important, too. But don't think that, these Democrats won't pull some tricks and start yelling and screaming and stomping their feet here between, the midterms to the general election.
I'm sure they will. All right, caller, hold the line, and you hang on there, Denise. Here comes the music. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Hang on, we got a lot more to talk about. We'll get a little bit more political here when we come back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, is brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for over 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, you can find out more about Geico by going to the website, geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or look them up in the phone book. Or, if you know where the Geico office is closest to you, stop on by, and they'd be more than happy to give you a quote on the car you're driving, or maybe you've got a truck. And, by the way, if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they can certainly insure that, too. But don't forget, where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile insurance. You will save money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, patiently on the line, we've had Mel waiting, so we're going to go to Mel in Saratoga Springs. So good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain.
Hi.
A follow-up to the last call, she was very on point and was accurate. What we see going on around the country in regards to these criminals in the Democrat Party itself is a criminal organization are being voted out. Well, it's an indication of what happened in San Francisco with Jason Bodine and him being ousted, recalled. But you still got the London Breed, the mayor, who can appoint someone just as like him, if not worse, to the position until the election comes around. But yeah, it's you know, they're committing political suicide, and it's good. America's waking up, and we've had it up to our earlobes is what they're doing to us. But there's another issue that I wanted to ask for your opinion. Jason Miller, who made a remark about America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, about him being Trump.
Yeah.
Giving President Trump some advice in a meeting or something like that. What do you make of that, what Miller? Because I kind of think I'm on Getter. I'm thinking about dumping Getter and just dumping everything of all these social media apps altogether. But I'll listen to your comment on that about Miller.
All right. Thank you, Mel. By the way, Jason Miller, I think Denise just founded what's called Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I will make one comment about Rudy Giuliani. I've been around him several times. The last time was in Sarasota at an event, at a political event. And as far as being drunk, I did not see him drunk, but I did see him drinking. And that's all I'll say. Now it's your turn.
Well, I mean, that's what's come out. As a result of some of the testimonies from the January 6th committee hearing that Giuliani was drunk. I'm not convinced that he was, especially on a night like that. I think that he would kind of keep his his faculties about him.
Sure.
Jason Miller has had some previous scandals in his life too. So he disturbs me. He's been on the wrong side of some things, and he said some nutty things, done some nutty things. So I'm not one of his fans, and haven't been. But remember, too, I think he was more of a strategist than a policy guy.
Right.
You know, he, along with Bill Sepian and a couple others, urged Trump to not declare victory. And I think there was probably something good about that. He'd have to go slow because, you know, Trump knew going into the election, re-election, that there was going to be some trouble. He kept saying what these election committees and these legislators and so forth are doing out there, because he was putting out the warning shots with all these mass mailings, with all these drop boxes. You know, all of these ballot runners and so forth and so on. He put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we were all not really horrified that Trump lost, but we were more horrified at all of the nonsense that we saw. And we saw a lot of it. And we know that there, we can't have the confidence in the state by state, you know, district by district abilities to carry out a very clean, unquestionable voting results. I mentioned it a couple days ago, I guess, is just look at Pennsylvania in the primary that they just had. It took them 2 weeks to to figure out if it was Mehmet Oz.
Right.
I mean, we are in the age of technology. We are in the age of, we're supposed to have checks and balances. The FBI opened up all of these special elections offices across the country. They've been doing it for, you know, the last several elections, and we still don't have that confidence. And then this cockamamie committee said that, and I need some help on this one, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. This committee said, I think it was Liz Cheney that said it, that Trump lost all 60 court challenges.
Yeah, that's not true.
Well, and therein lies an interesting thing because I think there were, one, I think there was more than 60 court challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it, just because a judge wouldn't hear it, did that mean that it was a loss?
Right.
And three, how many legal challenges were there after January the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's an important thing right there. And as a result, I would argue how many states changed their election law.
Mm-hmm.
We know Florida did. Obviously, the big brouhaha in Georgia because they lost the what was the All-Stars, the baseball All-Stars game.
Yep.
And then there was Texas. Remember, you had all those cockamamie legislators that ran to Washington, D.C. to escape a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Michigan was changing some things. Pennsylvania is changing. You know, so the truth is, will we ever have this confidence again? And I, my answer is no. So, kind of going back to Jason Miller, though, I hope that I answered.
Okay, let me go over to the phone real quick. We've got Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Why aren't we sending more weapons to Ukraine? We should send them the best of the weapons that we have. Are we really that afraid that Russia will do anything? There is such a thing as called mutual assured destruction. And when Russia invokes a nuclear option, we can too. All right, that's it, Kevin.
All right, well, yeah, there is a problem in Bedlam or in Bedrock over there. I don't know what it is, but we have slowed, stopped our artillery as well as tanks. We're not sending any of that.
You know, I thank you for that question, because I've been wondering the same thing. I mean, we've got a district over there that the Ukrainians are losing big time, and it's gotten to the point where Ukrainians have gotten some military defections here because the losses are so great and they don't have the weapons. But, you know, here's the other thing. The United States has some pretty high-tech cutting edge weapons platforms that would be very, very effective and not as air quote provocative as, you know, we always, you know, this government, as our government wants to say. And I don't understand why we're not using that over there. I think we're beginning to be desensitized to what's happening in Ukraine.
Yep. Held that. Well, I'll talk to you tonight about that. And in the meantime, have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you, Eric, in East Tennessee. And we'll be back right after these messages with our military and veterans news report.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Many Americans overwhelmingly reject transgender women being permitted to compete in sports against biological women. A Washington Post University of Maryland survey released Tuesday revealed 58% of those polled said it should not be allowed in college or professional sports. One female college track star spoke to Fox News.
We really just need to get back to focusing on having fairness in women's sports, because I think so many are afraid to see the end of women's sports with having male athletes competing within our sports. Fighting this fight now is so important so that future generations of women don't have to.
The House passed a bill Tuesday to increase security for Supreme Court justices' immediate families. 27 Democrats voted against it. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with 2 campuses to serve you and train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses, one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Tampa itself, over in the east side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater, over on the west side of Tampa Bay. So they're down here. And then the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you should call them up and ask to take a tour of their facility and see what they have to offer so that you know firsthand what it is you're getting yourself into. First of all, I will tell you,
You're getting yourself into a job that's going to pay you a lot of money, and you're going to be able to advance up the ladder tree very quickly. If you've got mechanical skills, they will hone them for you. They will teach you, and you will learn something that will be with you the rest of your life. You'll be a certified aviation maintenance technician. So the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. The phone number to call to set up an appointment at either one of their campuses, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, would be 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, and you'll be able to talk to not only students that are there, you'll be able to talk to instructors, and of course you'll be able to talk to the financial people that will help you with your student loan, or if you're a veteran, they'll help you with the paperwork, make sure you got all the right paperwork done for your veteran's loan, and away you go. And you'll see a lot of veterans there certifying. And by the way, if you are currently in aircraft maintenance in some form, manner, or capacity, you can challenge the test when you come to National Aviation. You can challenge the test. It's a shorter course than the normal course by quite a bit. And then you'll be able to get right out on the road and moving along and running, making yourself the big bucks that I'm telling you about. Okay, now let's take a look at the aircraft news. In the military, the crews, if you will, of the C-17, the Globemaster III, as it began its ascent from the Hamid Karzai International Airport back on August 16, 2021, and all those people were hanging onto the plane and fell to their certain death, they were given a clean bill of health. It was not their fault that these people were doing what they were doing. There was nothing they could do. Video footage that went viral on social media showed the people falling from the aircraft. But, again, thank goodness for common sense, because if they'd held them responsible for what was going on, that was nuts. That was just nuts. Now, the Navy yesterday censured five officers in the deadly sinking of the amphibious marine vehicle off the California coast back in July of 2020. Now, as the story goes, Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Rio filed secretarial letters of censure, known as SLOC, against three U.S. Marine Corps officers and two U.S. Navy officers over the fatal sinking of a Marine Corps amphibious assault vehicle, known as the AAV, in 2020, that led up to the deaths of eight Marines and a Navy hospital corpsman. Now, the SLOC letters to the five officers sent June 10 were released by the Navy on Monday. The five officers included retired Marine Lieutenant General Joseph Osterman, who had been the commanding general of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, Marine Colonel Christopher Browns, who was the commanding officer of the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit, and Navy Captain Stuart Batansky, commander of the Amphibious Assault Task Force, and Navy Captain John Kurtz, commanding officer of the USS Somerset, and Marine Lieutenant Colonel Keith Brenzi, who was the commanding officer of the 3rd Assault Amphibious Battalion. Now, when leaders' actions or inactions result in a loss of life or capital resources, the senior leadership of the Department of Navy has a responsibility to determine the root cause and hold those accountable. Del Taro said in a June 2nd message, a wide message that was sent ahead of the letters, that the message accompanying a press statement announcing the censure of those five officers was coming. Also, following a thorough review of the command investigations into the AAV sinking, One officer also received an SLOC letter due to their inadequate leadership and execution of their oversight duties. Now, keep in mind, there was one officer who had already retired and left the service at that time, Marine Lieutenant General Joseph Osterman. And I don't know if he had anything any more to do with it than anybody else, but I know that they're still in court over it and trying to determine where they go next. So we'll see. But in the meantime, obviously, they are missed. They are missed. Now, the U.S. Army is going to double its cyber corps strength as the focus is now shifting to a more active role with the computers, especially around the installations and the bases. There's been a lot of attempted hacking, if you will. Now, did you hear about retired General John Allen? He resigned on Sunday amid a federal investigation into whether he illegally lobbied on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. And it's too bad. General Allen is a really good officer. By the way, the Battle of Donbas could prove to be deciphered in the Ukraine war. There are many things going on right now over there, all of which are just about the same importance, for sure. And finally, Deputy Defense Secretary Hicks discussed Russia, China, and the inflation's effect on the Pentagon's buying power at the 7th Annual Defense One Center, which is over near Louisville. Now, Russia is also likely to seize control of the eastern Ukraine region within weeks, maybe sooner. We'll see what happens there. Zelensky said it was too late to persuade Moscow to end its invasion, but China said it never gave Russian weapons in the war on Ukraine. In other words, they're keeping their weapons for themselves. They're not giving them to anybody. I do know that the Ukraine found several weapons to assist them in whatever it was they were going to be doing, which we may not go any further. We may not expand this any further. I certainly hope not. It wouldn't take much to start a war over there. And, of course, Turkey's in the middle of it again. They're the ones that are slowing things up for the Ukraine when it comes to weapons, as we talked about earlier. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. We will be back with him. And we're going to talk a little finance stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about, what happened yesterday. All right, I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. You know, the debut of the Plant City Gun Show, July 16th and 17th, is going to be huge because Two Guys Gun Show is coming to Plant City. Now, the event's going to have 200 to 250 vendors from all across the state of Florida. Now, here's how you can get in on the action. Give a call to Guy Lamacos. He's accepting vendors for the Plant City Show at the Strawberry Festival grounds. Both new gun sellers and private collectors are welcome. Maybe you might need to liquidate a relative's collection, and this is the best way to do it. Selling to folks who appreciate collectible firearms. New vendors are welcome, too, at all of the Two Guys Gun Shows, including the ones coming up in Largo, Sarasota, Port Charlotte, and now the new Plant City Show on July the 16th and 17th. For more information, you can call Guy at 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442. Remember, your call is important, so if Guy's busy, leave a message and he'll get right back to you. Full details are available at the website, twoguysshows.com. That's twoguysshows.com. Phone number 727 800-776-3442. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah? Good.
It's only, let's see here, where am I? It's 81, yep, 81 degrees right now down here. Clear skies.
Oh, very, very nice. It's been hot down there.
Well, I've got a tough time, and I know you do too. We were talking about it briefly, trying to understand what in the hell Joe Biden was trying to sell yesterday. None of what he's saying when it comes to the economy, not one word of it, is true. How can they possibly believe any of that?
Well, I don't know who's right in the speech. And again, it seems like he believes his own BS. It's as if he doesn't understand what's really happening around the country. And again, you get that with a lot of politicians and Beltway people. Mm-hmm. That are inside there for a long period of time. And the claim that he's talking about cutting government spending and says he's making people's lives better. Who?
Yeah.
Whose lives are better? What has this guy done to make your life better? Oh, did you get some handout check that's now gone away or some child tax credit? Well, you paid it all back.
Yep.
You paid it all back over the past couple of months, and you're going to continue to pay it back with interest in the form of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So did it really make your life better? Now, congratulations, everybody out there that thinks that handouts and free money and giveaways is a wonderful thing. Modern monetary theory. But, I mean, at this point in time, every single policy philosophy that they've thrown out there is out the window. You've got Obama supporters and advisors talking about how great Joe Manchin was for mm-hmm. shutting down Build Back Better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. It's almost like some of them have actually found religion all of a sudden. What's his name there?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Ratner came out. He was the guy in charge of Obama's car bailout nonsense. Basically saying if it wasn't for Joe Manchin, it would be 1,000 times worse. He's right. It would have been.
Well, he forgot what the name of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was, which I just said it's Strategic Petroleum Reserve when he talked about that yesterday. He also addressed the skyrocketing inflation by threatening a new round of tax hikes on consumers. He says, I'm being deadly earnest. Yeah, right. Pushing for higher taxes in the middle of an inflationary boom where real costs are approaching 20% is absolutely certifiably insane.
Oh, yeah. Everything is insane. I mean, there's a lot of things that, could be done. We could start cutting down on inflation. It's policies that are basically pushing towards creating more energy here in this country, getting us moving and grooving again. That type of forward thinking would change the narrative when it came to energy, but we're just not getting it. Getting nothing out of this. There's a bunch of red states that are getting together looking to sue the government, talking
right.
about some of that they want to open up, and we'll see where that goes. Probably nowhere, but yeah, there's a lot that they could do, and this guy is in do nothing mode, except now he's going to Saudi Arabia. Does anybody think that Joe Biden can handle himself against the Saudis? They're going to eat his lunch.
You bet.
Okay, they're going to eat his lunch. He shouldn't be allowed to go. I don't want him to go anywhere. Just stay home. Yep. Okay, everything you touch just turns to just garbage, for crying out loud. I mean, this guy is one of the worst. I mean, even talking about Jimmy Carter, okay? I would trade Joe Biden for Jimmy Carter in a heartbeat, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Now, the idea that wages are not growing and were not growing before Joe Biden took office just is not true, because under our former President Donald Trump, steady wage growth did happen under him. The difference is that Donald Trump, with him, the growth was real. Right now, while wages are up, inflation's at 8.6%. If you give somebody a 5.9% raise on an 8.6 cost of living, they're still behind by 2.7%. And everybody can just look at what's going on. Look at your bank account. Watch what's going on. He's talking about raising taxes, for God's sakes, on private individuals that never were going to get their taxes raised to begin with. Remember when he said nobody who makes under $400,000 is going to be hit by the tax?
Guys, you know, take all of that throw out the window. Who is not getting taxed right now with inflation? Who?
All of us.
That is the biggest tax of them all. And every day, what do they estimate? It's almost $500 a month more than everybody's paying.
That's right.
So, you know, everybody, if you look at it that way, say it on an average, okay, what? How much is that? $6,000 a year? I mean, you think about how much more you're paying in taxes, okay, because of inflation. And it's not going down, okay? The price of oil is going to continue to go up. You know, you're going to probably see $6, $7 a gallon come August.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask you a question. The market now could be raised by some 75 basis points. That doesn't sound good at all. Am I wrong?
No. I think it's good. We need to raise rates. They have to go up. We have to deal with inflation.
But 75 points? I thought they were going to do like 50 or something like that.
They were going to do 50 basis points. I would do 100, quite honestly. I'd raise it a full percentage point. And get this done and over with. I mean, we've got to deal with this inflation monster and suck up some of this money. I think people are already anticipating. There was a Wall Street Journal article that came out 2 days ago. And was, you know, like a leak coming out of the Federal Reserve saying that 75 basis points was on the table. You know, like I said, I'd rather them even go even more. I mean, it's the reality of the situation. Got to suck up some of this excess money that's out there and tighten things up. But that's not the only thing. Again, you know, the administration could be doing more. We got to cut down on government spending and all the nonsense that we're doing. There's a myriad of things, reducing regulations, but the Fed has to do their part as well.
Well, producer prices are up higher than what they said they were going to be. They're now up 10.8% and climbing.
Yeah, well, it came in a little bit lower than they expected it was, but again, it's, you know, they're at the very high levels. I mean, this is why you're paying more at the grocery store. This is why stuff has gotten very expensive.
And by the way, McDonald's, it must have broke their heart because they actually had to raise their prices on a bunch of their stuff yesterday.
You know what they're doing as well? They've finally given up on the salads and the healthy food offerings.
Yeah.
Because they just can't afford to provide them anymore. There's not enough, you know, profit. And because of inflation, they can't do it anymore. So they're giving up on all that as well.
That's right. That's right. You're right. And they're not the only ones that are doing that either, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're up there in New York, and it's a lot more expensive to live up there than it is down here. Of course, we all know that, but you got to wonder sometimes, you know, is it really when you take a look at what you get? I mean, you got transportation. We don't have rapid transit and all that. But then again, you pay for it, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to still pay to get on the train and travel here, there, and everywhere. Not to mention the fact you take your life in your hands doing that outing.
Yeah, you never know if they're going to stay on the tracks or go off or if somebody's going to broadside you in a traffic light. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street. One of the calls we used to get in New York that was the worst was a T-bone accident. We got them all the time, every day, all day. All right, folks, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.